You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
We are back here with another Locked On Wolves podcast. Colt Molesky here, and we have been going through, we have been gearing into off-season form. We have been talking about the regular season, some highs, some lows. We had Seth on a few shows ago talking about what to make of this season, what should be the response going away from it. And today we're going to be talking about some highlights specific to Towns. We talked about team highlights throughout the season, but today I want to talk about some of the best parts of Karl-Anthony Towns, and I dedicated an entire episode to this because he is the most important player. He's the franchise, the blue chipper, the guy going forward, the man of the hour, all that, yada, 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 yada. You know all this stuff. And so I felt like this season was pretty pivotal for Towns and for maybe what the next few years for him going forward are going to look like. So I thought that it deserved an entire podcast talking about what he did this year, some of the highlights from him this year. And it's not just all going to be talking about like specific games or stuff like that. We've got a lot to unpack here. So let's get into it. I did want to go right away first into a couple of things that'll lead into parts of his game that I really enjoyed watching develop. But first, some of the highlights from this year. I mean, this dude was amazing. He had some really fantastic games. There were oodles of games where he not only found a scoring edge, but he was putting up tons of blocks, tons of rebounds. I mean, just taking over the game on both ends. Something you didn't see from him before was really taking over the game on both sides of the ball. And one of those games that stuck out to me was the one he had against Chicago early on in the season back in November when he had 35 points, 23 rebounds, 6 assists. Really taking over the game, controlling the game. And that you saw that from Towns time and time again, where he would just control the game. And I think that's something really that you didn't see him do before. I mean, you look at Pelicans, January, the Pelicans game, where he had 27 points, 27 rebounds, 4 blocks, 2 steals, 3 assists, just destroying and dismantling this Pelicans team. It is really fascinating to see his growth and his progression, because I think those are the marks of a blue chip player. And you have the games too where he explodes offensively. 42 points against the Pacers in February with 14 rebounds. And he has those games. In these games too, he's shooting. It's not like sometimes you'll see a guard that maybe you could say, oh, yeah, he took over this game. But he also, I mean, he shoots like 40% and he takes like 30 shots. And you say, well, maybe he took over too much of the game. But like for Towns, like when he put up 42 against the Pacers and was the Timberwolves offense, he shot 51% from the floor, 37% from three. He's doing it really efficiently throughout the season. He had a player efficiency of 26.38, which ranks him third in the regular season, 24 points. 12.4 rebounds throughout the season, and you saw massive spikes too from him. I mean, everybody talks about after the All-Star break, but you have like March 27 points per game, 30 points in February, 25 in January, and the numbers as far as efficiency carry along with that. 52% from the field in January on 17, just over 17 and a half shots per game. February, he averaged 62% from the floor in February, 51% from three. These are insane video game numbers that he was putting up. And really, it's hard to pick out highlights from specific spots in the season for Towns. Seeing certain things, and this is what I wanted to get to about his game development, was seeing certain things throughout the season, kind of stuck out because they were almost these markers, these mile markers were how he was doing. So like you would see There was a game against the Thunder where he has, and he had great dunks throughout the season. There was a game against the Thunder where he had a dunk against Ibaka that was awesome because Ibaka is, he still has that reputation for a shot blocker. And you have that, the game, there was a game early on in the season against the Lakers when he has a putback dunk over JaVale McGee, another huge dude who usually avoids getting dunked on and keeps people from the rim. You have the big block he had against Nurk when they were playing the Trailblazers in December, I believe it was. So moments like that are kind of the stereotypical big man throwing down. Those are the stereotypical highlights. But you had, like, early in the middle of the season, you had the game against the Nuggets where he has the crossover of Plumlee and then the shot that he sinks after crossing him over. Those are stuff that you didn't see him handle before. You have there was a highlight against the Pelicans, I believe it was, it was the Warriors, where he has he gets the pass on the 3-point line just outside of the elbow, fakes the gets the pump fake and gets the defender in the air because his 3-point shot has been so deadly that you have to go out and defend it. You don't just let him shoot those. And then he pulls it down, makes a move to the basket, and throws it down in front of KD. You don't see that stereotypically from a big man. And so you know he's in this unicorn status, but you also see him make these moves, like against the Bulls in a game where he makes a move, fakes the guy, puts the ball on the hardwood, dribbles to the basket, and instead of trying to raise up and throw it down over a couple of guys, and either go for the dunk or go for the free throws, he goes up with the ball and then threads between the two guys, pulls it back down like a point guard, and flips it up for the layup. And just the way he handles the ball now, he's actually got some handles. He's got some finesse to the basket. He definitely, I mean, the 7-footer definitely has power. It's not a hot take there, but he definitely has power. He can definitely be authoritative. He's got a ton of games where he has over 20 rebounds, and he was nearly averaging 13 rebounds per game. So he's got muscle. He can throw his weight around. He can be a force on the glass, offensively, defensively. But you also now see this finesse from Towns, and I think that's the real. You can obviously, it's obvious to say, well, Towns now can take over games. Towns now can control games. And it's easy to see that throughout a game. But just these little pieces of offense, you can really tell that now he's able to take over games because now it's not three or four things in his little basket of tricks and his little basket of moves that he can pull from throughout a game. He's got a bunch of different moves. I mean, you think about the Grizzlies game where they won in overtime on Towns' buzzer-beating shot to beat the Grizzlies. And he's got that little fadeaway where he just leans way back, throws up that knee, and he can knock down those shots. You saw that tons of times throughout the entire season for him where he already is going to have space because it's tough to defend a guy who can shoot who's also 7 feet. We've been saying this for a long time about Kevin Durant. It's tough to do that. And now that he's found his shot, he's also making even more space for himself by shooting these little fadeaway jumpers, getting these little fadeaways, really making these shots crisp and making them money shots consistently, game in and game out throughout an entire season. He can go to these shots. He's got these little moves where he can get a little wiggle. He's crossed guys up this season. He's got these moves to the basket where it's not just plowing over guys. He's got this nice little left-right move that he can go to get to the basket. And he's got this 3-point shot. He's really good off of catch and shoot, but he can also come off a screen and shoot. He can kind of like pull back where he drives in a little bit, and you know you've got to go back and defend because you're already at disadvantage if he takes you into the paint. And then he step backs and hits a three. He's got that move now. There's so many parts of his offensive game that you kind of knew you kind of knew there was potential for this ceiling, and there's always, when you have these young players over a couple of years, because it's never just 1 or 2 years for most guys. You see flashes of it, glimmers of it, and you know they have all this potential, and then they start chipping away and chipping down to the final product. And so you see all of these moves that are starting to crisp up and starting to really develop from Towns. And so when you're looking back at the, I know I throw out a lot of moments at you guys just now, but when you're looking back at the bulk of the season, it sounds cliche, but it's not just one moment. It's all these series of moments strung together throughout the season. And the highlight really has been seeing him able to go to all these different moves, able to go to all these different places in his game where you didn't really see him, you didn't really see consistency from him in so many spots on the floor, in so many little moves. He can do a lot of things, both on ball and if you're running the offense through him, which is another thing too. I mean, you can confidently run the offense through him now, and he will produce. And you can do that because it's not just going to be one or two things. It's not just going to be him trying to get to the rim. He's going to be able to attack a team and a defense from several places on the floor, and you can run your offense through him because it's not going to be a one-note offense when you go directly through Towns anymore. And so that has been the real highlight, is seeing his game develop and seeing him develop as a complete player. We're going to take a break for some sponsors. I want to talk a little bit more about Towns and his development before talk about the true gem for the Timberwolves season here and what that has to do with Towns. First, some sponsors. Colt Molesky, we've been highlighting some of the things from the Timberwolves season, some of the things from the entire organization. Now we're highlighting some specific to Towns. And we've been talking about his development as an offensive player, but defensively, he has been really good as well. Obviously, I threw out all those rebounding numbers. He averaged nearly two blocks per game, and nearly a steal per game as well. And that's the other thing, too, is that defensively, he doesn't look lost anymore. I think there's still another level he can get to defensively, but last season, there were so many times where, especially early on in the season, he just looked like he didn't know exactly where his spot was supposed to be. He didn't know where his position was going to be. This year, he had a lot more confidence and a lot more. It really looked like he was sure of himself defensively, like he's been sure of himself offensively for a long time. And so I think that's why you saw so many massive rebounding nights, is because he was really going to own the glass on some nights, and why he had some really big blocking nights is because he was really, there was nights where he just was going to shut down guys and not let them get their shots, not let them get looks at the basket. I mean, in January there was three games where he had four blocks in games. And in January, he was averaging 1.7 blocks per game. I mean, months like that where he's just going crazy. In December, 2.4 blocks per game. He had six blocks against Charlotte, six blocks against Miami, five blocks against New Orleans that month. I mean, He has found himself defensively. He is not getting caught up in pick and rolls or getting caught up in screens from other teams. He's not getting thrown by fast-paced offense. You saw that a bunch last season, at the beginning of the season. You saw where there'd be a lot of movement. A really highly active offense would kind of catch him off guard and be caught in this no man's land in between offensive players. And now he is confident. He's making quick decisions. And more often than not, he's making the right decisions. But really, that's what you want more than anything else, is you don't want him to be caught looking at stuff happen. You want him to make a decision, even if it's the wrong decision. There's so many times where you have, and this is in any sport too, it's not just in basketball. Any sport, the defensive coordinator will tell you, is you'd rather have you make a mistake at 100 miles an hour than try and make the right play at 45% speed. And you're never going to be able to make a play if you're second guessing yourself or if you're caught in between players. And so to have him going full speed on defense and to have him working with confidence is something I think it's a testament to how much his basketball IQ is growing from year to year. I think it's just speaking to how much film study he's doing, how much work he's putting off the court. But it's also just trusting yourself too. And I think that helps to know you're the guy. And so I think part of what has highlighted Towns and part of what's been a highlight for the Timberwolves is backing him to the fullest extent, giving him the money, getting Jimmy Butler out of Dodge, getting Tibbs out of there. I mean, those are all moves. We're looking at those and you're saying these are clearly they're making a statement that says we are behind you. You're our guy. And so when you've seen now that they're backing him, he's the guy. He's the one they're moving forward with. He's the franchise. They're making that 100% clear to him. He's not second-guessing himself anymore. He's taking the responsibility on his shoulders. He's being the guy. He's being the one who's going to step up and make plays and be a deciding factor in these games. And that's really important, especially for a superstar as young as Towns, is that's really important to give him that confidence right away. And I think that when you're looking at the Towns highlights, that's definitely been a key factor for what's helped him explode, what's helped him reach that next level. We talked about this a ton last year where you knew that you saw this blue chip mentality, this blue chip side of Towns so many times busting through his performances from last year. And now it seems like he's locked into that mode, in that zone 100%. And so I think the number one highlight for Towns, the number one highlight for the Timberwolves this year is that they have unlocked this elite level side of Towns. They've unlocked this upper tier side of Towns that I just don't think they had fully last year or years preceding. And I mean, obviously hard work and doing stuff off the court, film study has been a part of that. Developing those skills, polishing up those talents has been a part of that. But also knowing that you're the guy and then Towns being able to know that and then step up to the plate and perform with that knowledge and meet that expectation has been huge. And that will make all the difference. And frankly, I'm not sure what the Timberwolves are going to do. I know what I would like them to do. I know that what moves might be in their best interest this summer are draft picks I think they should be looking at. And again, a bunch of that stuff is just me looking at their needs. Some of that's a little bit of an opinion that I'm trying to say, all right, this is what I'm seeing. This is what I think they should do. But at the end of the day, I don't know exactly what they're going to do, and I don't know how it's going to pan out. But I know when you're building around this new look Towns, this fresh, almost like a fresh player, where it's almost like an asset that's fully matured, and now you're able to get maximum return on the investment. And so when you're building around that, it's going to be better. It's going to be better moving forward. And I'm not saying that means they're a playoff team next year, but you know that you can depend on Towns, and you know that he is going to be your guy. He's going to be able to step up to the plate and going to be able to handle the responsibility of leading this team. And that is really important for the Timberwolves moving forward, and that's one of the first things you need if you're going to try and rebuild this back up and try and make something of this team. It's really important, and it seems like they have it lined up. And the last thing I wanted to end with, closing out, last thing I wanted to go away with is Towns, one of the bigger highlights, I think, Towns getting emotional, tearing up at making the All-Star team. I really liked this moment. I really liked this moment. I really liked that it mattered to him. And there will be cynical people that say, oh, yeah, he's tearing up because he knows how much extra money and incentives and stuff he made by being able to do that. I don't think so. I think Towns is an uber competitive guy. He seems to be, and I'm not saying that he is going to be the next KG, because they're very different players. And Kevin Garnett is a guy who one of the key guys in the time period he was in that revolutionized his position. And so he's not Kevin Garnett. But I do like that you have a guy who has some of that mentality where it's really important to him to win. And winning really matters. And being successful really matters. And being good and getting better every year really matters. And so when you're getting recognized, like going to the All-Star game, and when you're going to playoffs, that stuff matters to Towns. He's not here just for paychecks. He's not here just to play basketball and whatever happens, happens. He's not here for stats. He's here to get better as a player and as a team. And getting better and winning matter to him. And that's important if you want to have success, because he's not going to be a passive guy. Wiggins is a passive guy. I think to an extent Kevin Love was a passive guy. I don't know if you put assets around them how successful that Timberwolves team was ever going to be. I think Kevin Love has to be like the third guy on a team like he was in Cleveland. But Towns, you can get guys to put around him, and he's going to lead them because he cares about winning. He's really motivated to be better and to elevate guys around him to be better, to keep winning. And that really matters, and that's really important. And I love seeing that from him. I really love seeing that from him. And I just hope that the Timberwolves sucking does not kill that spirit in him and that side in him. But that was an awesome moment. That's the way I wanted to end this. That was an awesome moment, and I love that because whatever happens for the Timberwolves, you got a guy who's going to consistently try and be better as a teammate, as a player on the court, and as a team and a franchise. He's always going to be trying to push to be better, and that's really important, and I love to see it from him. That's all I got for you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.